You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This week we are getting to know our players a little bit, and there are several Phillies players who are going to be new to spring training, so we'll get to know them a little bit. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Todd Zalecki, who covers the Phillies every single day. And Todd, before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about a story you had recently on the Phillies chairman, David Montgomery, who was receiving an award recently and also talked a little bit about how he likes young players and the direction that the Phillies are going. So what did he say about that?
You know, David, he received a Lifetime Humanitarian Award from the Philadelphia Sports Writers Association. You know, spent 40 years in the community. Phillies Charities have given a lot of money. So he received this really nice honor Monday night here in Philly. And then afterwards, actually beforehand, we talked to him a little bit just about the state of the organization. I mean, David was Philly's president for a very long time and you know, in charge of things from 2007 to 2011 when they won one World Series, two NL pennants, five NL East titles. And although he's not in that decision-making role anymore, certainly he's seen a lot of baseball and knows a lot of things. And he essentially said that he kind of likes he likes the path that the team is on right now, and he thinks the organization is in good hands with Andy McPhail at president and Matt Klentak as GM. They brought in Ned Rice as an assistant GM. They beefed up their analytics department, and he talked about that, and also he likes a lot of these young players they've gotten back. And the Phillies have seven players in MLB Pipeline's top 100, more than any other team in baseball. And he said, hey, are all these guys going to pan out? Probably not. But hopefully more pan out than don't. And if that happens, then he thinks this turnaround, this rebuilding process could maybe go a little bit quicker than a lot of people think.
And it's got to be hard. I mean, I saw this happen with the Astros. I mean, there is a period of time where, you know, when they're contenders every single year, and they're in the playoffs every single, like you said, they won all those division titles in a row. And to, you know, with watching Jimmy Rollins and Chase Utley, Cole Hamels, it's got to be tough for people who were so entrenched in the organization then to now, it takes a while to accept the fact that it needs to happen and that every team kind of needs to retool, rebuild, reload a little bit. That's not an easy thing to do, and it takes a lot of patience.
It does. I think the Phillies will acknowledge now that they probably held on too long to that core from those 2007, 2011 teams. You know, they kept, I think, hoping that, all right, if this guy can stay healthy and this guy can bounce back a little bit and this guy can maybe play a little better than he did last year, you know, we'll be right back into the postseason hunt. And it just never happened. So I think, you know, obviously now they've come to grips with it. And that's why in the last year and 3 months or so, you've seen them trade almost everybody in that core, some of their young talent like Ken Giles, Jake Diekman, and begin this rebuilding process. But I think now that they're in it, they see a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's allowing them to kind of be a little bit more patient. And I think in their mind, assuming most of these prospects or a decent amount of these prospects pan out, that they'll be right back in the postseason hunt and they will have a ton of money to spend. So I think that kind of helps them kind of get through these tough times a little easier.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to some fun stuff. Obviously, you and I talk regularly and nothing has really changed over the last month. Right. Just in terms of the teams are getting ready for spring training and we get it and we've just dissected just about every position on the team. So now let's get to know the Phillies players a little bit in a more lighthearted way. So I have some categories here, and it'll be the player who is most likely to. And I'm going to pick categories that probably fit the Phillies a little bit better. So let's start with the player who is most likely to hit for the cycle. Who would you say that is?
You know, the player that immediately comes to mind is Aaron Altherr. And last year in D.C., I think it was the final week of the season, he hit an inside-the-park grand slam. So the fact that he could pull that off tells you that he has tremendous speed. He has some power, not maybe, you know, he's not like Ryan Howard in his prime power, but he's got the ability to drive the ball. So that combination, I think if I had to put money on it, I'd say Aaron Altherr is the most likely guy to hit for the cycle this year.
Okay. How about the most likely to hit a grand slam?
I think I would have to go with Darren Ruff. You know, Darren Ruff, there's going to be a lot of talk about him in spring training. You know, how much is he going to play at first base over Ryan Howard? And I don't know if a lot of people know this. I've read it many times, but he, if he had enough plate appearances to qualify, he fell short, but he would have had, he would have tied with Nelson Cruz for the highest OPS in baseball against left-handed pitching. So if he has an opportunity, bases loaded, I would think that Darren Ruff has as good a chance as anybody on this team to hit a grand slam.
Okay, how about the player most likely to put together the longest scoreless inning streak?
That's a tough one. Maybe if Ken Giles was still on the team, I might say that he would put together a good streak out of the bullpen, but he's not on the team, so I'm going to go with Aaron Nola. He pitched very, very well last season as a rookie, and I think he's got as good a chance as anybody of rattling off a bunch of scoreless innings. I don't know if he's going to be as dominant. I know Cliff Lee had a couple really crazy scoreless inning streaks in 2011, over 20 innings. I think he did that a couple times. I don't know if Aaron's will be able to do that, but he would have to be the guy I would pick that had the longest scoreless streak of anybody on this pitching staff.
Okay, how about the player most likely to have the longest hitting streak?
I'm going to go with Odubel Herrera there. Herrera last year as a rookie, I think, really exceeded expectations. The Phillies thought they had a prospect. They took him in the Rule 5 draft, and he did really, really well. I mean, he was touching 300 all season long, and I think another year in the big leagues, a little bit more experience, he's got that ability to just find base hits, and I look at the rest of this roster, and I think by far he's the guy that I think could maybe get in that 20-game hitting streak or longer type of category.
Okay, here's an interesting one. Who's the pitcher most likely to lose a starting spot in the rotation?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Well, you know what? I think I would have to take Charlie Morton, who they got in a trade from the Pirates. They acquired him because they need some veteran presence in the rotation, but certainly they have a lot of young guys coming up that they're really high on. You know, that AAA rotation, they have Mark Appel, Jake Thompson, two guys in MLB Pipeline's top 100, and Zach Eflin, who's in the Phillies' top 10 in terms of prospects. Those guys are all going to start the season in AAA. I could definitely see a scenario where one of those guys is really coming on strong in Lehigh Valley this year. Charlie Morton may be struggling a little bit, and then they push him up because, you know, Charlie is here basically for one season, again, just to kind of provide a veteran presence and veteran depth. But if one of those young guys pushes him, I can see him maybe being pushed out.
Who's the most likely to get ejected?
You know, of the players, it's hard to say because all of these guys are pretty low-key. Maybe some of the new guys that the Phillies have acquired, I don't know personally, so I couldn't say. So I'm going to say not necessarily a player. I'm going to say Larry Boa, the bench coach, is the most likely person in the dugout to get ejected this season. Larry's still fiery. He still likes to bark at the umpires from time to time, and quite frankly, I think it's good from the Blossom theme every once in a while. So I'm going to say Larry Boa is the most likely guy to get ejected this year.
I can see him getting ejected after, like, McCannon gets ejected, and then Boa would take over managing, and then he would get ejected. Like, I can totally see that.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the one thing I kind of miss about with instant replays. I kind of miss sometimes the altercations, the manager going out and arguing with the umpire. You don't see it enough, and not that that's what the game's about, but boy, sometimes during the middle of the season when the games are kind of dragging, it's kind of entertaining to see one of those managers or bench coaches go off.
Absolutely. I think it's one of the beautiful parts of the game that's been eliminated, but what can you do? Okay, so the grand finale, and this seems to be a very popular question among the beat writers. Who is the most likely to have Justin Bieber walk out music?
You know, if Jeff Francoeur were back, I might have picked him because last year he picked a song, and now I'm drawing a blank on it, but it was a very pop music type of song, and I asked him why he picked that song, and he said because his little girl, his daughter, loved the song, and so he played it. So anytime he came up the bat at home, his daughter would run to the TV and kind of, you know that her dad's hitting. So I would think now, but Brent Coors not with the team. So I would say maybe as a goof, Cody Ashey or Cameron Rupp might get stuck with it. You know, say somebody tries to make pull a prank on one of those two guys. They're fun enough. They have a good enough sense of humor that I think they might just do it as a, like I said, as a little bit of a goof.
Yeah, and there's so many new faces with the Phillies that I probably should ask this question of you, like maybe a month into spring training, when you know, and one of them might actually use it during a spring training game, which would be even cooler. You'll have to keep us updated on that.
All right, well, definitely.
Okay, all right, Todd, thank you so much. Appreciate it. We'll catch up with you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.